You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Genesis 13, Genesis chapter 3 and verse 13. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 13. And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." You know, their response to God revealed the fact that they don't know God. You see, when God says, "What is this that you have done?" there's no need looking for an excuse. God already knows what happened. You should have asked for mercy. But that's not where we are going today. Did you know, brethren, that in the woman's response, he revealed to us the weakness of Satan? We often think of Satan as a powerful being that can do anything he likes. That's not true. The Bible says that he has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So if you ask the devil today, what will he like the most? The devil will say this, that of the 8 billion people, or about 8 billion people on the face of the earth, he would love to steal, to kill, and destroy every single one of us. But why is he not doing it? It's because he's powerless. So he can only achieve something by deception. If you were powerful, you don't need deception. The woman said, "The serpent deceived me and I ate." The serpent had no power to make them do anything he liked. So he could only deceive them to do it. And that is why the Bible says that put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of Satan, not against the power of Satan. The devil does not have unlimited power where he can do anything he likes. If he wants you to go blind, you will go blind. If he wants you to have accident, you will have accident. If he wants to kill your children, he will kill your children. Satan doesn't have that power. He can trick you, he can deceive you to do things that could bring such consequences on your life. But he doesn't have that power. And I want you to know it. So the response of the woman actually revealed the weakness of the devil. Said, "The serpent deceived me." If there was no deception, there was no way. He had no power to make me do what I'm supposed not to do. But he can deceive me. He can trick me. So that I will end up being the one that will do it, not him. I will end up being the one that will bring problem upon myself, not him. He doesn't have that power. When he came to Job and he saw Job, he could do nothing. Until he had a conversation with God. And God gave him permission, and then still limited it. So he couldn't even go beyond beyond what God allowed him to be able to do to Job. Stop seeing the devil as one powerful being. You know, as I read in the book of Revelation, I saw that when the time came, it was only one angel that would come and change Satan and dump him into the bottomless pit where he will be for 1,000 years and then be released for a while. Only one angel, just one angel, came, took him, chained him. One angel. Did you know all angels are in the hands of Jesus? Revelation chapter 1. He said, "The star that you see in my hand, these are the angels of the church." Yet just one angel was sufficient to bind Satan and put him in the bottomless pit. Brethren, may you take the armor of God and stand against the wiles of Satan. He can only deceive you. He doesn't have power. All power belongs to Jesus. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. In case you want to know more about the Living Throne Ministry, please check our website, livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.